Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. As many of you know, Dr. Scott Smith, Dean of the UK College of Agriculture, will be retiring at year's end. I thought it would be interesting to talk with him about some of the changes he's seen at UK and in agriculture during his tenure. I first asked him about how he came to be at UK.
Well, I've been here since 1978. I came right out of graduate school. I was up in Michigan for 3 years getting my PhD degree and have been here ever since in one capacity or another. Started off teaching and doing research on soils and then was chair of the agronomy department and then went on to be dean.
Prior to Michigan State, Smith earned his bachelor's and master's from Cornell University, eventually being selected as UK dean in 2001. He felt there were dramatic changes underway at that time, and while some of them were unsettling, over time, most of them resulted in a positive outcome.
If you think back to 2001, every conversation we had was about tobacco policy and what was going to happen to tobacco, and I think most of us saw the end of the program coming at that time, even though it took a few more years. The tobacco sales were already starting to fall. The thoroughbred industry was beginning to take a little bit of a dive, and so we were headed into a situation of uncertainty in terms of the agricultural economy.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising the food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our people.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
As Dean Scott Smith stepped into his position in 2001, things weren't in what you'd call boom times for agriculture. The program and the culture of burley tobacco were about to change forever. The thoroughbred industry took a major hit with the outbreak of mare reproductive loss syndrome, costing the industry millions.
Of course, 9/11 was affected everybody and everything in a lot of different ways. There were lots of reasons to be less than fully optimistic about the future. But I feel like Kentucky agriculture has just, in many ways, blossomed. Farm gate receipts gone from 3 million to 5 million, despite the loss of two-thirds of our tobacco income and probably $1 billion total between horses and tobacco lost. We've virtually doubled farm gate receipts.
We'll continue this series next week as Dean Scott Smith reviews the course of agriculture since 2001. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.